The anonymously funded United American Americans for More American America, not a legitimate organization, presents How to Survive Post-Election Blues. Let's say you're a disgruntled progressive, or you never got the change you hoped for, or you joined the Tea Party. The point is, like a lot of folks, you're angry. Maybe it's because wealthy corporate puppet masters are ruining the country. Or because godless socialist Nazi Muslim non-citizens are ruining the country. Or because the only reason your house hasn't been foreclosed is that the bank can't figure out if they own it or not. No matter what, the good news is our democratic institutions can still count on the innate decency and wisdom of the great American voter. Unfortunately, these days that's also the bad news. So, how to deal with the inevitable post-election blues? First, try ignoring fact-based reality. Like so many of your fellow citizens, only listen and talk to people who think just like yourself. Second, remember with pride that historically Americans always solve their problems peacefully. And finally, no matter how bad today seems, don't forget there's always another election just around the corner. Now, don't you feel better already?
Turned out to be really boring. I knew if people were gonna buy it, I needed to jazz it up. So now I've added a dragon, a robot from the Transformers, and Jackie Chan. We take on the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, and Bumblebee, myself, Optimus Prime. We go in there, and we defeat them. It's awesome. I have a lot of superpowers in the book. The ability to fly, superhuman strength, and the ability to remember people's names. There are some things that are loosely based on things that happened. We put the part where Dick Cheney shoots a guy in the face because, let's face it, that was hilarious. God bless you. God bless America. Go buy Decision Points on Tuesday. That way, you can be the decider.
Bill, it's great to have you.
Awesome.
Now, my first question to you, can you tell us a little bit about the lyrics of what you wrote? You mentioned that, you know, here in the United States, yes, we can get upset about the economic decisions that our government's making, as long as it has little to no effect on the status quo. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think it's a pretty cunning process, I think, and I don't use the word cunning to be overdramatic, because I don't think it's people are sitting in a back room rubbing their hands together with a formal conspiracy. It's just sort of the organic nature about how large organizations, institutions come together and work in their own interests. But I think, since the 1960s, when there were authentic social movements that actually changed things, what we might informally call the powers that be have established methods now of narrowing the context of what the debate is by marginalizing certain opinions, and one of those being on the opinions about corporatism.
To There's no time. There's no time left.
Largest demonstrations in the history of the planet, and the New York Times barely mentioned it, the network barely mentioned it. We were shut down. You know, I was trying to get to First Avenue with my wife. We were, police barricades were put up. We never were able to get there. So there's sort of an informal way that through exclusion and through harassment, unpopular opinions don't make it, except maybe on the pixelated fiefdoms of the internet.
Responding to disastrous election results in this party from earlier this week. Here's a choice to make. Do you fight back, or do you give in to Republican demands? It seems, as usual, in my opinion, he has chosen the latter. When they said no to the public option, the president conceded. When they said no to taxing the big banks to pay for financial reform, the president conceded. It was a familiar pattern. And now that the Republicans have the House, the concessions only promise to pick up speed. Now a new round of surrenders have begun today. First, the president assured the country that he will back some Republican proposals.
The question is going to be, can Democrats and Republicans sit down together and come up with a set of ideas that address those core concerns? I'm confident that we can. I think that there are some areas where it's going to be very difficult for us to agree on. But I think there are going to be a whole bunch of areas where we can agree.
Of course, the Republicans will not.
Good afternoon, America.
Democratic bills.
As many of you may know, my party suffered a notable electoral defeat. A shellacking, a stomping, a bludgeoning of epic proportion. My political opponents now control one half of one of the three branches of government. And I am eager, willing, and hopeful to work with these forces of uncompromising opposition. Over the past 2 years, in order to compromise with the uncompromising, we made the stimulus smaller, made healthcare reform more moderate, and made financial reform weaker. Though we attempted to reach out across the aisle, the forces of uncompromise did not compromise. But I have a strong and abiding conviction that we can compromise even more for the uncompromising. We are all Americans. That is why I look forward to working with the leaders of uncompromise and realize there is much more compromise to be done. Though, admittedly, I have not always conveyed it effectively. My message of flexibility and submissiveness is a hopeful one. There are many things on which we can agree. The office of the presidency is not above compromise, the ultimate compromise. And though some may say the sky is blue, after talking with the leaders of uncompromise, we, as Americans, have found common ground. The sky is red.
Champion sound, big time sound, we get a sound over the world, number one champion sound. Boom, shot, champion sound.
Picture of the sun, see I'm hot right now. See I'm hot right now. picture of the sun. See, I'm hot right now. Water when it boils, you suckers are hot. Of the sun, see I'm hot right now. Wonder when it boils, you suckers are hot.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Hey, just taking over the airways, old school Furious George, free radio Astral Pirate style. Nobody happened to be in here at the second I walked by, and looks like somebody's not here, so I am. Call me, 929-9601. We are taking requests, got a Zapper request, some other stuff that we've fulfilled. So if you want to just talk to Furious, you can do it right now. We're listening on Thursday nights at 10. In the meantime, we're going to play some whatever I happen to have on my zip drive, and I can pull down really quick, including this new Bass Nectar mix from BBC Radio 1. Pretty groovy for a Friday night. If you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. Just listening. Really appreciate it. But all we mean when we say it's homegrown radio. I'll be back. Call me, 929-9601. I'm Furious. I'll be back.
For more American America.
Not a legitimate organization. Presents Hell to Survive Post-Election Blues. Let's say you're a disgruntled progressive. Or you never got the change you hoped for. Or you joined the Tea Party. The point is, like a lot of folks, you're angry. Maybe it's because wealthy corporate puppet masters are ruining the country. Or because godly socialist Nazi Muslim non-citizens are ruining the country. Or because the only reason your house hasn't been foreclosed is that the bank can't figure out if they own it or not. No matter what, the good news is, our democratic institutions can still count on the innate decency and wisdom of the great American voter. Unfortunately, these days that's also the bad news. So, how to deal with the inevitable post-election blues? First, try ignoring fact-based reality. Like so many of your fellow citizens, only listen and talk to people who think just like yourself. Second, remember with pride that historically Americans always solve their problems peacefully. And finally, no matter how bad today seems, don't forget there's always another election just around the corner. Now, don't you feel better already?
Later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set. And the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. Later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. Minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible, but the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility, in spite of physical symptoms. But 1 hour and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired.
It will be GOP ideas that prevail. In fact, the capitulation on the issues began today when the president signaled he would accept tax cuts for the richest people in the country, a long-time Republican demand. So let's get this right. Republicans compromised on nothing, and they won huge. Democrats are the king of compromise, and they got crushed.
Good afternoon, America. As many of you may know, my party suffered a notable electoral defeat. A shellacking, a stomping, a bludgeoning of epic proportions. My political opponents now control one half of one of the three branches of government. And I am eager, willing, and hopeful to work with these forces of uncompromising opposition. Over the past 2 years, in order to compromise with the uncompromising, we made the stimulus smaller, made healthcare reform more moderate, and made financial reform weaker. Though we attempted to reach out across the aisle, the forces of uncompromise did not compromise. But I have a strong and abiding conviction that we can compromise even more for the uncompromising. We are all Americans. That is why I look forward to working with the leaders of Uncompromise and realize there is much more compromise to be done. Though, admittedly, I have not always conveyed it effectively. My message of flexibility and submissiveness is a hopeful one. There are many things on which we can agree. The office of the presidency is not above compromise, the ultimate compromise. And though some may say the sky is blue, after talking with the leaders of Uncompromise, we, as Americans, have found common ground. The sky is red.
We'll be right back.
the drugs became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the accident. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his sense. His response to the scene was also very impaired. 10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunch and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy.
And it looks like the Republicans are victorious in this round of... Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
Well, Bob, America will receive a brand new set of anti-climate science politicians. 2 out of 100 scientists can't be wrong. These are the best non-science science experts you'll find. The nation will also receive the incredible Cuddle Me Now leadership figure with built-in plan for helping the downtrodden.
The single most important thing we want to achieve is for President Obama to be a one-term president.
The lucky winners will also receive a commemorative Republican debt coin. Heads, you've got two wars, tax cuts for the richest 1% and corporate loopholes. Tails, you've got the elusive and recently hatched deficit hawk. America will also receive a once-a-lifetime chance to remodel your very own Constitution. Take out that dated 14th Amendment for newborns and replace your 17th Amendment with the retro stylings of the Gilded Age. And finally, you'll take an all-expenses-billed trip to the magical kingdom of Crazyland, where there are no rich and poor, just interconnected. Some more interconnected than others. A land where women submit to their husbands, where men continue political dynasties, torturers change careers, and mama grizzlies maul religious freedom for fun and sport. With this wonderful assortment of prizes, America, get ready, get set, now, legislate! Trip to Crazy Land made possible by Tea Party and Tea Party Express. Wardrobe by Mama Grizzly Style. The latest political fashions for the newly angry. Mad as Hell made possible by Pendulum Swing and Patient Productions.
Food can be exercised. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. But 1 hour and 10 minutes after taking the drug, with one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men. Given at the start of exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle.
of the sun. See, I'm hot right now.
We're only the Republican Party. Nothing else they can do.
Provide
20,000 jars of their favorite mustard, Grey Poupon. 20,000 jars. That's certainly enough for them, their family, their friends, even a few poor people. Thank you, Republican Party. Here's something else they can do with the $80,000 that the Republican Party wants to put in their pocket every year for the next 10 years. They can buy 800 cigars. Think about that. That's one for the morning and one for the evening. 800 luxury cigars, and then they can light each one of those cigars with a $100 bill. Thank you, Republican Party, for letting the rich in this country enjoy two cigars each day for the next 10 years and light each one with a $100 bill. They can do with the $80,000 that the Republican Party wants to put in their pocket every year for the next 10 years. They can buy 800 cigars. Think about that. That's one for the morning and one for the evening. 800 luxury cigars. And then they can light each one of those cigars with a $100 bill. Thank you, Republican Party. You're letting the rich in this country enjoy two cigars each day for the next 10 years and light each one with a $100 bill. Now, I have a different idea. I think it's a better idea. Tax cuts approved by the Republican Party are going to cost the U.S. taxpayers $100 billion a year.
Incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired.
Democracy had run its course. It had been a good run. Congress and the courts instead opted for a new system, one that affectionately came to be known as Cashocracy. This clever new system was particularly beneficial for fellows like Jasper P. Huxteroo and his platform of turning up, down, and down, up. With Jasper's new cash-a-credit rights, he could benefit from unlimited funding provided by Nobody Knows.
Why you doing business with you?
Because in a cashocracy, the money behind the politics remains wonderfully hidden, thanks to a glorious combination of numbers and letters and pleasant-sounding names. Better still, Jasper's candidacy of up is down, down is upism received a tremendous boost when corporations were declared real live boys who could contribute endless millions. With corporations now people and people now hidden, the fruits of cashocracy really rolled in. But Jasper wanted complete cashocratic success, so he used part of his own personal Huxteroo fortune to fund his campaign, just like other bazillionaire candidates. Up is down, down is upism gained in popularity. Political consulting firms gained in profits, and Jasper's cashocratic success had arrived. Cashocracy, taking the guesswork out of democracy, $1 million at a time.
WCOM Radio, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm Furious George, just doing what I do here. My volunteer status. I hope you like my power radio. We got some more like local live DJs coming in right now, so they're going to help rescue you folks. In the meantime, I will be back next Thursday as Furious George. Thanks for listening. Stick around.
snare drum, 808 clap, got an 808 this and an 808 that, got an 808 boom and an 808 back, 808 and 808 and back.
You're listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Stay tuned for the Night Sound Show.
Okay, we are rolling. God damn it.
whether you were in Florida or Ohio or Colorado. If you were a Democrat, you got swept out by the same force. So that leads to the obvious question. Was there a failure in the national message of the Democrats? Congressman Grayson thinks so.
They've got their strategy intact. What about our strategy? Our strategy for 2 years has been appeasement. And look where it got us. I think Democrats want to see a fighting leadership. They want to see a fighting president.
That sounds exactly right to me. There's another theory, though, that the Republican message won the day and that they now have a mandate.
Well, the American people spoke, and I think it's pretty clear that the Obama political agenda is being
rejected. As many of you may know, my party suffered a notable electoral defeat, a shellac, a stomping, a bludgeoning of epic proportion. My political opponents now control one half of one of the three branches of government. And I am eager, willing, and hopeful to work with these forces of uncompromising opposition. Over the past 2 years, in order to compromise with the uncompromising, we made the stimulus smaller, made healthcare reform more moderate, and made financial reform weaker. Though we attempted to reach out across the aisle, the forces of uncompromise did not compromise. But I have a strong and abiding conviction that we can compromise even more for the uncompromising. We are all Americans. That is why I look forward to working with the leaders of Uncompromise and realize there is much more compromise to be done. Though, admittedly, I have not always conveyed it effectively. My message of flexibility and submissiveness is a hopeful one. There are many things on which we can agree. The office of the presidency is not above compromise, the ultimate compromise. And though some may say the sky is blue, after talking with the leaders of Uncompromise, we, as Americans, have found common ground. The sky is red.
Tiki tiki, me speak freaky dicky. I'm leaking heat into the beat with graffiti line. Well connected, wild style method. My destiny affected to each broken record, broken record, broken record, broken record, broken record.
Is that when the country clearly and loudly voted for the Democrats in 2008, John Boehner did not step out of the way. In fact, he made it his mission to block the way in every conceivable way. So when the country votes for Democrats, it means nothing. But when it votes for Republicans, that apparently is supposed to have a huge political meaning. The nattering nabobs of mediocrity in the Washington media, I'm sure, will agree. In fact, President Obama was asked if he or John Boehner was in charge now.
I think the overwhelming message that I hear from the voters is that we want everybody to act responsibly in Washington. We want you to work harder to arrive at consensus. We want you to focus completely on jobs and the economy and growing it. I think that there's no doubt that as I reflect on the results of the election, it underscores for me that I've got to do a better job, just like everybody else in Washington does.
Mr. President, they ask you if you or Boehner were
good afternoon.
That answer sounds like a consensus.
As many of you may know,
here's how
I
would have
suffered a notable electoral defeat, a shellac, a stomping, a bludgeoning of epic proportion. My political opponents now control one half of one of the three branches of government. And I am eager, willing, and hopeful to work with these forces of uncompromising opposition.
compromised did not compromise. But I have a strong and abiding conviction that we can compromise even more.
Question, the since the Republicans just took the House.
We are all
let me tell
Americans.
You something. That John Boehner represents the 8th District in Ohio. I am the President of the United States. I'm definitely in charge. Make no mistake about it. Next question. But both Boehner and Grayson do have a fair point. The issues are decided on a macro level these days. So on that level, we know what the Republican message is. Lower taxes, less government. Everyone knows it. Whether they deliver or not, you know they claim to stand. Now, what do the Democrats stand for? I'll give you a minute to think about it. Anything?
Power Radio. I'm Furious George. I'm signing off. I'll be back next week. And in the meantime, stick around for some more micro-powered, community-based, volunteer-driven radio. I'm sure you will enjoy the Grizzly Show, as everybody does here at Micro-Powered Radio. And more importantly, most importantly, you, the listener, out there doing what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing. Either that's tuned in at WCUMFM.org, or maybe at the old school radio dial. Anyway, here's some old school or new school Lauren, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the rest. I'm Furious. Good night.
Mic check 1-2. This is no can do. You're listening to the Lost Theory Podcast.
the anonymously funded United American Americans for More American America. Not a legitimate organization. Presents
Hell to Survive Post-Election Blues. Let's say you're a disgruntled progressive. Or you never got the change you hoped for. Or you joined the Tea Party. The point is, like a lot of folks, you're angry. Maybe it's because wealthy corporate puppet masters are ruining the country. Or because godless socialist Nazi Muslim non-citizens are ruining the country. Or because the only reason your house hasn't been foreclosed is that the bank can't figure out if they own it or not. No matter what, the good news is our democratic institutions can still count on the innate decency and wisdom of the great American voter. Unfortunately, these days that's also the bad news. So, how to deal with the inevitable post-election blues? First, try ignoring fact-based reality. Like so many of your fellow citizens, only listen and talk to people who think just like yourself. Second, remember with pride that historically Americans always solve their problems peacefully. And finally, no matter how bad today seems, don't forget there's always another election just around the corner. Now, don't you feel better already?
Ba 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 ba
Besides, how do we know who to watch? Unless we watch all of you!